Hello there, crazy kid. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If y'all don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Sound like I was in the mountains right there, baby. Ricola, 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 Ricola. Y'all remember that commercial? With the cough drops, man, with the cough drops. Dude was in the mountains. Ricola, Ricola. Jesus. I'm fucking up my intro right now, man. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. So we're back, y'all, for another episode. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all doing, baby? How your mama doing?
How your daddy doing?
How your sister doing, baby?
How your grandmama doing?
Well, I'm doing great, you guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, okay? Thanks for asking. Anywho, we're back, y'all. Look, man, y'all seen the title, y'all. I'm done. I'm done with the drinking, y'all. I am so done. So done. I'm done with the social drinking. I'm done with the wine tasting. I'm done with the beer tasting. All of that shit, man. Like, I don't need it to be on my lips at all. At all. Ever. Forever. So look, man, this is how we gonna approach this podcast, man. We're gonna talk about why I'm doing this. We're gonna talk about how long, and we're gonna talk about my challenges. Like how am I gonna handle the challenges that I'm gonna be faced with? Because I will be faced with challenges. We already know this, okay? So so if anybody is out there that wants to quit drinking, this is the podcast for you, man. Like, I'm gonna be your support system. We can do this shit together, you dig? We can go out and drink kombuchas all day, baby. Y'all know kombucha is my shit, though. You know. Y'all know my shit is Wild Tonic. Wild Tonic is my favorite kombucha, y'all. Oh my goodness, that kombucha is just the best. Like, when you drink that kombucha, and I've had a lot of different kombuchas, y'all, and this one, it's like, once it's gone, I'm just like so sad, man. I'm so sad when it's gone. Like, I drink it so slow, y'all, because it's like, and I try to keep it in my mouth as long as I can. It's just so good, man. It's crazy, man. Cause Wild Tonic, they don't even know I'm talking about them on my podcast, y'all. Maybe I should tag them so they could send me like a case, man. Y'all should send me a case, a Wild Tonic. Y'all should send me that turmeric. What is it? They got that blackberry. Oh man, they got a blueberry one. Oh my goodness. And let me tell you something too, man. That's a good company too, man. Cause the other day, man. This kind of goes into this podcast too. The other day I went to Sprouts to go get these cookies, actually. Side note, these cookies, all right, that I get from Sprouts, shout out to Ian for putting me on these cookies. But Sprouts got these cookies and they're in a plastic bag. Y'all need to go try them out. All right. They have different flavors. They have chocolate chip. They have oatmeal raisin. And I think they have salted caramel as well. I tried the salted caramel and I tried the chocolate chip. And I'm gonna tell you, man, I've always been a fan of Subway cookies, but these cookies make Subway cookies, I don't know, look like shit. I mean, not shit, but they just way better. Way better, y'all. So I actually went to the drugstore. I actually went to Sprouts to get those cookies. And I went to go get some kombucha too. So I went to go get this kombucha. And I get home. And when I get home, I find out that the kombucha is 5% alcohol. So I guess they got hard kombucha too. I didn't even know Wild Tonic had hard kombucha. So I shared it on my story. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I got the kombucha. And I made a mistake and got the hard kombucha. And it was funny. And I also said that I actually got it in the kombucha section, not the alcoholic beverage section. So, and I tagged Wild Tonic, and Wild Tonic hit me back up, man. They was furious, man. Well, they was kind of frustrated. It was like, man, that's frustrating. They was like, please send me the name of the store that you got there so we can fix that problem, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn, it was on it. They was on it, baby. So yeah, man, I sent them the name of the store, which is Sprouts, and then I sent them the address too, y'all. They was like, they gonna call the store. Hey man, Sprouts, they gotta learn the hard way, man. What if that was a kid, man? What if that was a kid wanting to get some wild tonic kombucha, man? 5% alcohol, man. Look at that. That man, you can't be having that, man. That's a big ass lawsuit right there. Oh man, I just had to tell y'all that story real quick. But back to the podcast, y'all. We're going to talk about why I'm doing this, how long, and what are going to be my challenges. So let's start off with why. Why am I doing this, all right? So first off, man, like, I was going out maybe like 2 or 3 times a month, all right? This was like three or four months ago, all right? And, you know, when you go out, and you always have to have a drink. Like, that's just, it's just a mandatory thing nowadays. You know, you have to have a drink in your hand. Your guys are going to be like, hey, you know, what you drinking? I got you, blah, 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 you know? So, long story short, man, I think I had maybe like 2 or 3 beers. I usually drink, you know, craft beers, like IPAs, porters, and stuff like that. So you don't need many of those beers to get you buzzed. So I think I had like 2 or 3. So the next morning, like, I wasn't hungover or nothing like that, but I just did not feel as fresh as I would want to feel. And I did want to work out that one morning. And it just bothered me. It bothered me that I didn't feel as fresh. And then when it bothered me, I was just like, why did I even drink last night? Was I celebrating something? And it's crazy that I think that I think because I'm celebrating something, I have to drink to be celebrated. I have to drink something, you know, if I'm celebrating something, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, there's no reason why I was drinking last night. There's no reason. Like, why do I even drink, period? And then I started thinking about my future. I really don't need to drink, you know? So I had these thoughts in my head. So I stopped going out. And when my boys would invite me out, I was just like, nah, I'm good. So then I met this girl, man, and she's going through sobriety. She's almost a year in her sobriety or whatever. And I really liked this girl. And I was just like, it's crazy because when I really like somebody, I'm a team player, man. Like, just with any type of relationship, friendship, whatever. Like, I'm such a team player, but especially when it comes to relationships and people that I'm dating, I want to be that support system. So that made me want to stop drinking even more. And anybody who's going through sobriety or anybody who just doesn't drink at all, I admire the shit out of them, man. Like, I want to be like these people that don't drink. I have a couple friends that hasn't been through sobriety that don't drink at all. Like, they just decided they don't want to drink. Those are the people that I want to be like, y'all. So, you know, when I found out that this girl was going through sobriety or whatever, it raised my awareness even more of why I drink. Like, why do I need to drink? And then I started thinking about, because when I, like, back in the day, I used to always think, I always needed to have somebody who drank wine because, like, I'm like a wine connoisseur or whatever. And I'm just like, then I started rethinking it after I started liking this girl. And I'm just like, I don't really need wine for us to have a good time. Like, we would have good times when we wasn't, I mean, and we wasn't drinking. So that was another eye opener for me. So that was the next reason why I, you know, decided to do this. And it was crazy about it is that me and her, we don't date anymore. But at the same time, like, I'm still on that same path of, like, not wanting to drink. You dig? So, like, it's like, I feel like you meet people, people come in and out of your life for different reasons or whatever, for a reason, I guess. But she's not in my life anymore. We just not dating anymore. But I still feel that urge not to drink. I still want to keep this shit going. So that's why I'm kind of here today, y'all. So. But I'm gonna tell you, man, one thing, I'm really trying to eliminate things in my life that don't serve a purpose, and alcohol is one of them. It just does not serve a purpose in my life at all. Like, I really sat down and I started thinking about it. Like, what do I really need it for? what do I really need it for? And one thing that I really thought I needed it for is to be social. And why do I want to be social? Like, when you're talking about being social, like, it's just like you're taking a drink just because you don't want people to feel uncomfortable. Like, no. That's not where I'm at no more in my life, y'all. But I'm trying to do things that enhance me as a person, y'all. But I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up sugar. Yeah. Nope. Except sugar. That's the only thing that I'm not going to give up in my life, you know. I will never give up sugar. I will learn how to moderate that shit and fit it into my lifestyle. It's so funny too, man, because quick story, y'all. This guy that I follow, his name is Ben Bergeron. He has a podcast. It's called Chasing Excellence. All right. And he was talking about, he's real geeky on nutrition. So he had a nutrition podcast. It was called Simplifying Nutrition. And he was talking about sugar, and he was talking about eat real food, you know, not too much, and, you know, mostly plants and stuff like that, which is a philosophy from a guy named Michael Pollan. And his book is called In Defense of Food. Y'all should read that. That's a good read. In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan. All right. He was talking about that book. And then he was talking about sugar intake. He was like, yeah, you know, he spent a lot of time on, like, talking about how, you know, all of these foods have added sugars in it, and we should stay away from them and this and that. And he also talked about how when people go out to eat, that it's pressure from other people to eat healthy because, like, you don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. But in his mind, he's like, they don't have the same goals as you. You know, you do not have to take the chips. You do not have to eat the bread. You do not have to eat all of this because you have different goals from them. And you should be disciplined enough to do that. All right. I agree. You know, it is what it is. But on the other hand, he did another nutrition podcast, and he was talking about 10 nutrition habits that you should have. And one of the things he mentioned sugar again, but this is one thing that he also mentioned. He mentioned about alcohol. He gave a strategy on how to handle going out and drinking alcohol. And he was like, look, this is what you do. You go out, you have one drink, all right? You have another drink and you don't finish it. So basically you have two drinks, second drink, you don't finish. And he was like, that's how you be social in social environments, you know, when you're drinking and stuff like that. So you don't make people feel uncomfortable. And I'm just like, what? What? I'm like, wait. So it's okay to make people feel uncomfortable when it comes to food, but when it comes to alcohol, it's not okay. You see how much we are brainwashed in this world when it comes to social norms? It's crazy. The dude that, like, it's like so anal about nutrition, but on the other hand, he's like, don't make people feel uncomfortable when you go out drinking. You know, this is how you can make people feel comfortable. Like, it's crazy. But I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I'm done making people feel uncomfortable. Like, y'all can feel uncomfortable all y'all want. You know, if I go to an event to where, like, I know, like, it's gonna be all about drinking, I'm probably not gonna go anyway. So that's how my mindset is now, you know. And what's crazy about it too, man, is I think that, you know, we poison our bodies, like, unconsciously, but at the same time, you know, we're toasting to everything, y'all. We toast to everything, y'all. Like, why do we even toast it? Like, we toast to birthdays, you know, we toast to weddings, we toast to, you know, getting a new job, you know, whatever the case may be, man. I'm going to tell you one thing, we don't toast to pregnancy. When we're about to have a baby, we don't toast to that shit. Mama better not be toasting to that shit. Because that shit bad for the baby, man. Ain't that ironic, though? Ain't that ironic? Oh, that the mother of a child, she ain't toasting to having a baby. Oh, man. But it's funny with the toasting, man. People are polite. You know, they will be polite and take one sip, you know, and then not finish the drink at all. But then there's the pressure of finishing your drink, you know. And, you know, some people might call you a lightweight and stuff like that and say that you're tapping out, you know. It's kind of like when you're at a restaurant and the waitress is like, you know, you got some food on your plate and the waitress is like, hey, honey, you need a box for that? And when she's saying it, though, like, she's saying it to where, like, it's like, you know, she's treating you like a little child. Like, you're not going to finish that, sweetie. And, like, as a man, especially if it's a woman, you taking a shot at your ego right there. And you're like, no, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish. And in your mind, you're like, I ain't no punk bitch. But that's what it's like, man. When you're around people and they trying to get you to drink. And you don't want to be no punk bitch, you know? So you take a drink and shit, man. You know, but at the same time, man, it's crazy because I've been through that shit a couple of times, man. A few times. When I was like growing up, like as a teenager and shit like that. And like, you know, the waitress is like, you ain't gonna finish? I'm like, nah, I'm I got it. Goodness, but it's the pressure, man. It is the pressure. But I'm gonna tell you, man, there's a big difference here, though. One is food and one is alcohol. One is a little bit more poisonous than the other. A lot more poisonous than the other. I'm gonna tell you that. So throw your ego out the door. My ego is out the door, y'all. So if you're trying to quit, throw your ego out the door. Please be like, no, thank you. I'm good. And people gonna drill you. People gonna drill you and be like, well, you know, drinking, blah, blah, blah. You gotta be strong, baby. You got to be strong, you know? And I'm gonna tell you, man, there's nothing great or good about it. About drinking, of course. It's the buzz. That's the only thing that's good. And I'm done with the buzz. So if I'm done with the buzz, like, what's the point of even drinking? You know, and I'm gonna tell you too, man, seeing people drink too, it also motivates me because I realize they're doing it for no reason. You know, I found myself drinking a Corona just because it was there, you know, and everybody, you know, and every time I was done, you know, everybody was like, you know, you're gonna have another one. God forbid you don't drink anything, you know, because people start judging you and, you know, then it's crazy, you know, what people do when they say, when they find out that you don't drink. Some people are like, oh my, good for you. And other people be like, why dog? Like, why? Like, it's just a drink, bro. Like, come on, bro. And honestly, man, there's never like an answer that doesn't make another person feel like shit. Like, so you can't win. You can't win, you know? Or on the other hand, you have a person that thinks that you're just weird, you know? Cause you, and it's, that's ironic too. Like, they think you're weird cause you don't want something that you don't like. You dig? And it's mainly, you know, because they expect you to conform to what everybody else is doing. You know, it's crazy. It's just fucking Jedi mind trick shit, y'all. So look, man, how long are we gonna do this, man? Well, I'm starting off right now, y'all, as we speak. We are stopping right now, all right? And we're gonna do this shit. We're gonna keep it going. Gonna keep it going for however many days, y'all. However many days. Maybe we'll count them off every 30 days or every 15 days or some shit like that. I don't know, y'all. But I'm gonna just keep it going until, whatever. All right, let's talk about the challenges, y'all. It's the last thing right here. So what are gonna be my challenges, all right? So I'm gonna tell you, man, the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've been going back and forth, you know, trying to figure out why I even drink. So it's like, you know, it's such a habit. You know, I think to myself, I'm like sitting at the house or whatever, and I'm like, let me go grab a beer or whatever. Let me see exactly like why I even like this. And then when I drink it and it's done, it's just like, that shit didn't do nothing for me. You know, so I realize that, you know, it's just not what I need, not even what I want. All right. So like when I go to BJ's, y'all know I go to BJ's and I love my Pazookies, and I will go to the bar and have a beer. And sometimes I will have a Pazookie, of course. But the thing is, like, when I go to BJ's, like, the bartenders, they know what my drink is. As soon as I get there, they're like, what you getting today? Jeremiah Red, got you. Bam. That's it. So now what I got to do is every time I go there now, I have to tell them that I'm not drinking. And it's going to be a conversation as to why I'm not drinking. But what's going to be crazy about that is, like, once I tell them about it, they're going to remember every time. So that's going to be a challenge for me. All right. And I could tell you every time I drink, there's no time where I feel better after I drink. That's another thing that's really helping me not to drink, because, like, I know after I drink that beer from BJ's, I'm not going to feel any better, you know, not nearly as good as I will feel after I eat a Pizookie. Oh, I feel great after eating a Pizookie. That's no comparison. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, the next is going to be going out with friends and turning down drinks. All right. So I've never done that before. This is going to be a first for that. I have people that I go to barbecues to their houses and stuff like that. And I mean, that's just the norm, man. That's just the standard. You go in there, what you drinking? Go get you a drink out the cooler, bro. You know, that's going to be a conversation. Oh, I don't know. I'm good. Now I can either be like, I'm good, or I don't drink no more. But everybody knows that I drink socially, so I can't be like, I'm good. You know, I have to have that conversation to be like, I don't drink no more. And then that conversation is going to happen. So I'm going to have that conversation with every group of friends that I have that don't know what my situation is, you know, unless they listen to this podcast. So that's going to be another challenge. Going to parties and barbecues, of course. This month is Halloween. All right. So we're going to have Halloween parties, probably going to have costume parties. I'm going to have to turn down drinks then. That's going to be another thing. What else? Buying wine. Now, I used to always be that person, and I'm sure we got a lot of people out there that always have to have wine in the house. Always. Like, it's like, I used to be that person. Like, if I didn't have wine in the house, I was, like, depressed. Not, like, depressed. I'm like, what the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the wine go, though? But, yeah, man, I used to be that person, and I used to always have wine in the house, and I used to always drink wine on Friday nights. And Friday nights was like my night, but I drink wine throughout the week. Like, I'll have wine, a glass of wine, like with my dinner or something like that, or when I'm cooking. But NBA Friday, Wine Fridays was like my thing. And like, for y'all that follow me on Instagram, y'all know every Friday I used to watch basketball and drink wine. And I used to go to one of the CVS or Vaughn's, and I used to have suggestions of people, you know, asking me about different wines to try. And like, we used to have like this community of like trying different wines. Like, that was cool or whatever. So that's gonna be different. Basketball season is about to start next week, actually this week. Is it next week? No, it's this week. And yeah, that's gonna be a challenge. So no more wine on NBA Friday nights. We gonna have kombucha. Well, you know, we gonna replace my alcohol with kombucha, y'all. I'm gonna be a kombucha head, baby. I'm gonna be a kombucha holic. A kombucha holic. Oh man. And last but not least, dating somebody who drinks. All right. I'm gonna tell you this, man. By the time I meet somebody, you know, I will already be comfortable saying no to drinking, because honestly, right now I'm not looking to date anybody, man. Like, I'm focused on myself. You know, if I meet someone that's on my level with the little to no drinking, then it might work. All right. You know, I think it would be honestly more uncomfortable for the person to deal with than me. You know, I'll be okay if somebody else is drinking, but it would definitely be a lot cooler, man, to meet somebody who doesn't drink or rarely drinks, or maybe like what I'm doing motivates them not to drink, you know. But hey, we'll see how the cookie crumbles there, buddy. Okay. So yeah, man, that's all I got for today, man. I'm excited about this journey, man, and I hope y'all's well. I really don't care if y'all support me or not. My real supporters, y'all got my back or whatever. But yeah, man, that's my 2 cents. Y'all keep the change. And yeah, man, if y'all like the podcast, make sure y'all rate the podcast. If y'all run a write a review, make sure you write a review. And remember, I'm on Spotify, y'all. So y'all can follow me on Spotify. Just my thoughts. Oh, yeah. And if y'all got any suggestions, any listener questions, any situations that you guys want me to speak on, you can always do that. Just hit me up on the gram at the Renard Simon. Just DM me. Everybody always DM me. You know, different topics they want me to talk about and shit like that. Any guests you guys want me to have, you guys let me know as well. Other than that, man, I'll see y'all on the next podcast, baby. Peace.